I'm Phil Palm.
I'm Michael Huynh.
And this is Center Street. And despite what you thought, you are just ordinary. Despite what you thought, you are just ordinary. And the things are gonna get you high.
We are privileged here to have our democratic rights honored, except for the occasional violent protest. All is peaceful in the West, so why should we worry about politics in the island state of Singapore? For Dr. Chee Soon Juan, an opposition leader, bankruptcy and jail were the answers to opposing the long-ruling People's Action Party. For so long, the citizens have sacrificed some of their freedom in favor of economic power. This according to Martin C. Tong Ming, filmmaker of Singapore Rebel. However, Singapore Rebel has been banned by a law in the Asian city state for being partisan. What is going on in this modern economic land? We have an interview with Mr. C. Philip Hong reports.
No, our intention is basically to have a peaceful rally. We hope the police will cooperate. This is the right of every Singaporean.
These words were spoken by Dr. Chee Soon Juan, an opposition leader in Singapore. He was trying to hold a May Day rally in front of the Istana, the estate where Singapore's president lives. In Singapore, according to law, you must ask for a permit if you plan to have more than five people in a single rally. This is something that people in North America might not notice at first. In countries such as Canada, our right to peaceful assembly is guaranteed under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And unless protests get out of hand or infringe other citizens' rights, we have all reason not to be arrested. Unfortunately, on that day in 2002, Dr. Chee was whisked away in a police vehicle, charged for assembling without a permit.
We are peaceful and non-violent. Look at the way that the PAP government has unleashed the police force to handle the leader of the opposition party. We are peaceful. We are non-violent. We are law-abiding.
I don't believe that the police should react.
They should let him go.
Let us go.
The police should let him go. Let him go.
We are peaceful, law-abiding.
Why can't we have a protest?
Don't push me.
A rally.
What are the charges?
What are the charges?
What are the charges?
We are peaceful.
What are the charges?
Why are you charging him for? What are the charges?
We don't believe in
violence. Yeah, let him go. What are the charges?
Sorry, madam. Please, sir.
I want to have a word with my wife.
Please don't get near, sir.
Fortunately, footage of Dr. Chee's arrest can be found among other information about Singapore's politics in the film Singapore Rebel by filmmaker Martin C. We are privileged to have an interview with Martin on this film and the state of Singaporean politics. We must note that we are not here to charge specific politicians on what they allegedly did, but rather only restated opinions spoken on the film. If this offends anyone, we most certainly apologize if that's so. Why is Singapore such a one-party system, in your opinion? You can see that the present government can argue that the people voted them in, but really, is there a real democracy in the island city-state?
First of all, I wanted to examine the marginalization of opposition politicians and political activists in Singapore, so I decided to zoom in on my subject matter. Dr. Chee Soon Juan is, after all, the number one thorn of the ruling party, the People's Action Party, or the PAP, which has governed the island state for the last 46 years. Dr. Chee has been fined, he's been arrested, jailed, and recently bankrupted by a defamation suit filed by former Prime Ministers Lee Kuan Yew and Goh Chok Tong. Some of Dr. Chee's troubles with the government are really deliberate acts of civil disobedience, such as speaking in a public place without a permit. So I thought it is important to make a documentary about this aspect of Singapore's politics.
Why is Singapore such a one-party system, in your opinion? You can see that the present government can argue that the people voted them in, but really, is there a real democracy in the island city-state?
Singapore is a one-party state because the ruling PAP government has been winning all general elections since 1959. In the 60s and the 70s, I think the PAP was able to win because many opposition activists and politicians were detained without trial for long periods of time for alleged involvement in pro-communist activities. From the 80s onwards till the last general elections 5 years ago, the PAP was made government even before the first vote was cast. This is because there just isn't enough opposition candidates to contest half of the total number of seats in parliament. This means that more than half of the Singapore electorate were unable to vote because their constituencies simply did not have a contest. Since my legal voting age, I have gone through 3 general elections and I've only voted in one of them. Many Singaporeans go to their graves without casting a single vote, even though we have elections. Why are there not enough citizens taking part in opposition politics? Well, just one word, fear. Fear of defamation suits, fear of losing their jobs, fear of being ostracized by their family and society, fear of being watched by the government. And this fear actually spills over to the voters. It's hard to describe the climate of political fear in Singapore. You really have to live here for a period of time to understand this. Is that true democracy? Singapore would claim to have an Asian style of democracy, but really we are definitely not close to resembling the political cultures of Taiwan, Thailand, South Korea, or Japan.
In Canada, people have the guaranteed right to peaceful assembly, or in other words, strike without being so violent. Why do you think in Singapore that you have to get a permit in order to protest?
Well, the Constitution of Singapore does have a clause allowing freedom of assembly, but it is not a guarantee, as the next paragraph of the clause states that the minister reserves the right to veto that freedom. And also, as you may already know, all public assemblies of 5 or more people require a police permit. I think the last time such a permit was granted was in 1988, when the government-affiliated trade union staged a march against American interference in domestic politics. And recently, a local judge ruled that public protests in Singapore will undermine the stability of the country. And recently, too, the Minister for Home Affairs warned that protesters coming to the upcoming IMF World Bank meet who commit violent acts will be caned and jailed.
In your film, Dr. Chee Soon Juan, the person you interviewed, remarked that during an opposition gathering, he had shouted at former Prime Minister Goh Chok Tong about money loaned out to a former Indonesian president. Mr. Goh allegedly answered by pointing at his pocket. We don't know if that's true, but what does that tell you about Singaporean politics?
That is a difficult question to answer because the Singapore government will file defamation suits against whom it thinks had directly or indirectly questioned its incorruptibility. I am certainly not going to risk that.
Canadians had similar problems with our own politics. Political affiliates were given government money for no work, people were angry over scandal after scandal, irregardless of who ran the government, and the normal voter has gone quite cynical about politics itself. Do you think that the majority of Singaporeans will experience this kind of feeling in the near future? Have Singaporeans already become cynical?
Yes, I think Singaporeans are cynical, but not for the reasons that you stated. We are cynical as we have been living under a one-party state for almost half a century, and there is a sense of powerlessness among citizens that whatever we say or do in disagreement with the government will not affect the government's decision one bit. But cynicism is less of a problem here than just plain apathy. Most Singaporeans don't care for political or much less human rights issues. I guess it's probably the same in most societies, even liberal democracies, I think.
Singapore Rebel has been subject to government censorship. Do you think it was right for them to do so? What does this tell you about Singapore being a free democracy?
Singapore Rebel was not only banned, but its filmmaker, who is me, is still under police investigations for violating a law that prohibits political films. I have been interrogated twice, and in addition, I have surrendered my camera and my tapes to the police. Is Singapore a free democracy? Well, even the Singapore government would tell you that we are not. Social contracts have been signed long ago where Singapore citizens give up their civil liberties in exchange for economic benefits. Those who feel shortchanged by this contract would rather immigrate to a more liberal country such as Canada than try to change the system here. It takes a lot of courage to be a rebel in Singapore. Dr. Chee Soon Juan is basically one such rebel. I am not.
For those of you living in other countries, you can always check out Mr. C's film by going to Google Video online and searching for Singapore Rebel. I'm Philip Hall.
And that's it for the Center Street this edition. For more information, you can always go to our website. That's 148.ca. If you have a comment, feel free to email us at cs@148.ca. For Philip Hong and all of us here at Center Street, I'm Michael Huynh saying, try carpooling. It's a good idea when you really have to drive on Center Street. Bye. What you thought, you are just ordinary. And the things are gonna get you high.